guys. It's Will Johnson, fullback with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and this is a day in the life. This is my man cave area. Two man cave areas in the house. See, I got all the jerseys up from our bowl games at West Virginia. Steelers jersey over here. I have a big catch that I had when we played the Cowboys.
Pittsburgh lofts it, and the fullback out of the backfield makes the over-the-shoulder catch. They give it to him, Will Johnson.
It's a little sideline, tippy-toe on the sideline thing. If we're not playing pool, then we're throwing darts. Almost a bullseye, for sure.
We met in college our freshman year. He and I were both athletes, so we had the same 8 o'clock classes.
Well, she definitely motivated me. You know, she's been there from the beginning. So she's pushed me to get to where I am now. And, you know, without her, you know, I probably wouldn't be sitting here right now. She, you know, had a lot to do with it. So, you know, I'm definitely thankful and blessed to have her in my life. First game ball over here I had painted up. All boxed up. It means a lot. You know, especially knowing from where I came from and, you know, the obstacles. All the challenges I had to reach this point.
I usually am looking for him to block, make a great block. You know, Dwyer makes a great run. That's usually what I see. But then I see, you know, Will catching the football. He's got a touchdown. You know, he spikes the ball. You know, I could tell that he was really excited about that. And, of course, he was when he told me later on.
It was just awesome. And when he spiked that ball, I was like, I was spiking the ball in the stands, you know.
You know, that emotion, you can just tell how excited I was to finally just get in there and just say, you know, I made it. But, that's a running back rule that Coach Curb, you know, he has, that we all have to spike our first one. So I wanted that to be one of the best of the year.
Congratulations on the first one. Great job.
Did you spike, Coach?
That's all right. That was nice, man. That was a damn good spike. I needed to spike out on the jam. That was an 8.
I'm here at CrossFit Raw in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Just training here with Jeremy Toulmin, former tight end with the Pittsburgh Steelers, doing a leg workout. Let's get to it. I figured I would write everyone's names. You know, I'll take the great players and pass people from combines that had good numbers. And the guy I chose was Vernon Davis, you know, a guy that I studied a lot and watched on YouTube. And I wrote all his numbers, his combine numbers, up, and I taped them right there on the bathroom door. So every morning when I woke up, you know, and walked to the restroom, I see those numbers. And, you know, I say, I'm going to get close to him or I'm going to beat him.
When you asked him what he wanted to be when he grew up, a football player, I saw him just get tunnel vision. He started working out. He changed the way he ate, you know, everything about him. He changed his whole body. You know, he just became a whole different person.
There's definitely a big difference between, you know, regular stationary workouts and to CrossFit. And I definitely dedicate this, you know, what I'm doing now, that put me at the top, you know, got me this opportunity that I have now. And, you know, it's just been a blessing in disguise for me to be able to blow all my last numbers out the water, you know, from one pro day to another. I love Dayton because that's where, you know, it all started. That's where I was born and raised. You know, it means a lot to me just to go back to see, you know, and remind me of how things used to be and, you know, how far I've came. And to say that we made it out, you know, I know that sounds kind of cliche, a lot of people say it, but, you know, it definitely takes meaning to my heart to know that I'm in a better position to help my family out. Last time I was here was the last time I left. Sophomore year. It's mind-blowing now looking at it. I mean, I really didn't notice it back then, but, you know, that's huge to be able to get up out of this area. You know, not only for me, but, you know, my brother and my mom as well, to basically just better ourselves. I brought you back to my hometown, Dayton, Ohio. Shows you where I grew up. You met my family. Hope you enjoyed it. Day in the life.